Bill, if Tom is healthy, is he your starter?
We'll talk about that as a staff. We'll talk about that tomorrow and the next day.
Could you talk about what happened to him?
No.
Bill, what happened to him? Going off at halftime, you had told John on the radio you thought Tom would start the third quarter, and then what happened? More evaluations, a concussion, or what happened?
I don't know.
Just talk about the game. We'll talk about Brock and his performance.
He did a good job, you know. Did a good job, went in there and did a nice job for us. We just couldn't pull it out.
Can you talk about sending Tom back out to take the
game? I mean, we just sent him back out there to take a snap.
Bill, it looked like Tom was injured on, you guys had a 4th-and-1, and he had a quarterback sneak, and then he was evaluated for a concussion right after that. With that situation, I mean, obviously, because you said this whole week you're playing to win this game, you guys want to, I mean, is it kind of a no-win situation? You're playing Tom to all your starters to win this game, and he gets injured, and that's just football, or how do you look at that?
It's just football. I mean, you know, it's a contact sport, so you know, injuries occur. You know, he's not the only one that was injured today, so I don't know anything about the injuries. Just walked off the field. I don't meet with the doctors. They just tell me, you know, what it is tomorrow, and that's it. So injuries happen. That's football. Moving on to the next, when we figure out who we have to play, start getting ready for those guys tonight. Yeah, turn the page. We'll find out when we're playing. You know, more than likely, probably be Saturday, but who knows? We'll find out sometime tonight, and we'll start getting ready for whoever that is.
Well, the offensive line, since in the past couple of weeks, especially early in the game, there's a pass protection issue. What do you think is the cause of the early starts just kind of having an issue?
You know, I don't know. Give credit to the other team. They do a good job, a lot of pressure. I don't know.
Bill, if Savage, because he was initially clear and then he had the concussion,
right.
If he had not been diagnosed with concussion, he would have played the second half for you guys. I mean, that was a plan.
Yes.
Hey, what's the toughest thing? You turned it around quick for Cincinnati. What's the toughest thing? Quick turnaround to play on Saturday.
Well, I mean, injuries. You know, injuries. Getting guys healed up, making sure that guys are healthy for the game. That's probably the most difficult thing. And you know, some guys didn't play in the game today. All of those guys, with the exception of Whedon, were banged up, and so hopefully they're fresh and ready to go. But there were other guys that got banged up today, obviously, and so you know, we'll have to figure who's ready to play. You know, we'll figure that out over the next couple of days.
Other than Savage, everybody's heard at this time of year, but under the circumstances, are you happy with where you guys are physically?
Well, we have 14 guys on IR. You know, I'm sure there's other teams that have just as many, or if not more. We have guys injured. I mean, I don't think you're ever happy with injuries. You want a fully healthy team.
How do you feel about this team right now going to the playoffs? I mean, you guys went 9-7 this year, but you know, you win the division. You're hosting a playoff game again. Obviously, you have a quarterback situation maybe going on again. The defense is playing well. I mean, going into this game, how do you feel about the strength of the team overall?
I feel good about this team. I like this team. Just need to have a good practice week. You know, like I said, figure out who we're playing sometime tonight probably, and have a good week of practice and play in front of our home crowd, so we're excited about that.
If Savage is clear, so if he's clear this week, will he be the starter, or do you have to completely evaluate that whole season?
Yeah, I think that's going to be an evaluation, yeah.
What did you like specifically at the time Brock was on the field? What stood out to you?
Yeah, he did a good job. He competed. Guys got open for him. He threw the ball. Did a nice job for us. Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. You know, he had a bunch of catches, run after catch. You know, he's a competitive guy. You know, once you get him the ball, he's going to do something with the ball, and it was nice to see.
Now, get back in the playoff game after the way you went out last year. Has it been like it was going to take forever? You glad to be back in the playoffs and have a chance to make up for last year?
Yeah, no, we're glad to be back in the playoffs. No question about it. We've worked hard to be in this position, and we're excited about being in the playoffs. It's tough, John. You know, you're coming off of a loss there, tough game, and not really jumping for joy right now. So now it's more about figuring out who we're playing and figure out our injury situation and get the team ready to play.
What do you think y'all the strength of the team is right now, Gordon?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, obviously defense, I think, is good. I know they gave up some things today, but you know, I think our defense is good. I think our offense, the passing game at times has looked pretty good, but not good enough, obviously. So, I don't know. I'm not, you know, to to sit up here and evaluate strengths and weaknesses right now. I'm really just looking forward to getting on the plane, going back, figuring out who we're playing, and moving on.
Lamar
should be ready to go for the playoff game. Yep.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.